See, when you ask those questions, you get a better quality of answer because you're asking and solving a better quality of problem, one that's going to expand you. See, as a society, we've had to deal with some of these problems. We have problems all around us, but they're better than they used to be a couple hundred years ago. A couple hundred years ago, we're trying to figure out how to extend the length of someone's life. We're trying to figure out how to get somebody where they didn't have to work 24 hours a day so they could just eat. Today, that's no problem. Eating is no problem. Notice how many fat people you see around you. Right? We have no problem doing that. Our problem is we've created a technology that has made it so much easier for man to do things that a lot of us spend most of our time in a sedentary fashion. Even when we're working, we think we're working hard and we're sitting there at our computer. Boy, those fingers are working really hard. See, the reality is we have to deal with the problem of all these degenerative diseases. And they're the result of us creating a solution to an old problem. So all we do is we now focus on something else. How do we increase our health, our vitality, and our energy while we simultaneously develop the technology that frees up more and more of our time? And for a lot of our youth, we've got to solve the problem of how do we get them to expand emotionally? How do we get them to have a spiritual path? How do we get them to make a difference when a lot of our youth are living in an environment where they can have virtually any choice met, where it doesn't take a lot of effort, where they literally expect instantaneous gratification? You and I have to figure out how to solve that problem so that our kids develop the emotional, spiritual, and physical muscles that allow them to compete and succeed in the 21st century. See, that's a new problem, a better quality problem, a problem that kind of inspires you. See, Einstein asked some interesting questions. He solved some problems. And in solving those problems, he may have created some additional ones that affect the entire human race. See, when we solve a problem, it doesn't end. We just come up with a better quality of one. And so we don't want to hide out from them. We want to seek them out. Focus on the solutions to the most important problems, not just the urgent ones. And you'll find out some of these little problems will just drop aside. You'll handle them easily. In addition, one of the most disempowering beliefs you can create for yourself is that things are outside your control. They're absolutely within your control the moment you decide to take responsibility. Now think of this word responsibility. Responsibility for most people is this big, heavy thing, just like problems. But the reality is responsibility, the ability to respond, comes when you take charge. When you say there is no problem that's too big, I don't care if it was somebody else's problem. I don't care if it was somebody else's challenge. I'm going to take control of it and turn it around because I want the muscle anyway. See, if you keep focusing on how you shouldn't have to deal with this, how it's somebody else's problem, the problem won't get solved. You'll just get more upset, and you'll find yourself in a position where the problem gets bigger, where all of a sudden it begins to affect you and create even more pain in your life. Just handle it. Point number 10 in having problems is this. Remember, you have no problems. You say, wait a second, you just spent 40 minutes talking to me all about problems. And you told me over and over again I should see them as challenges and solutions and all these different things. You told me how to deal with them. Now you're saying there's no problems? You're right. Develop a new belief. You have no problems. If you think you have problems, all you got to do is start comparing and contrasting with people in worse shape. You think you have problems? I suggest you take a trip to the morgue. You may discover you don't have any problems.